In the United States, as well as in Europe, subterranean termites in the genus Rutictormes are the most expensive and damaging pest species. Due to their cryptic lifestyle, Rutictormes spatial organization and spatial distribution, sorry, and colonies organization cannot be directly observed, but can be inferred from the genetic structure. Also, netonic reproductives may be numerous in Rutictormes colonies. Female netonics are direct descendants of the queen, and as such, both inherit and pass on her mitochondrial DNA legacy. Assuming that the progeny of the queen forms the foundation of the Rutictormes colony structure, the mitochondrial DNA is indicative of the basic building block of the termite colony structure. So, the mitochondrial DNA was used to assess the movements of Rutictormes populations and the competition for resources for observed for almost 2 years across a 770 meter square wildland area in Sapelo Island, Georgia. The study involved 4 plots. So, yes, orange, blue, yellow, and pink of 190 meters square each. So here are the plots. 3 different kinds of stations were used. First, the termite detectors, the inspection ports, and the large truth resources. The termite detectors consisted of 5 pieces of paper, 12 by 8 by 0.1 centimeters, in a plastic case with holes. The inspection ports consisted of 3 pieces of pine wood, 12 by 4 by 3 centimeters. And the large fruit resources consisted of 4 logs of pine wood, 90 by 13 by 4 centimeters. These stations were inspected monthly from September 2004 to August 2006. 3,000 samples were collected and preserved in alcohol. DNA was extracted from 1 randomly chosen worker from each sample. The PCR was used to amplify a 800 base pair fragment of the cytochrome oxidase 2 gene, and the PCR products were further purified and then sequenced in both directions. Sequences that were exactly alike were compiled into consensus sequences. Clustal W was used to align 716 nucleotides, and a bootstrap neighbor joining analysis, a bootstrap parsimony analysis, and a bootstrap maximum likelihood analysis were generated with Philip programs. Also, a Bayesian analysis was generated with Mr. Bayes program. So from the 3,000 CO2 sequences analyzed, 23 maternal lineages were collected in our wildland location. 107 polymorphic sites were variable among these MLs. MLs, maternal lineages, or MLs in short. So here is a slideshow of the MLs collected every month. So each letter with a color indicates a different ML. And the MLs didn't show up equitably in the wildland location. Where are the MLs A, B, C, by somewhere C, E, here, for example, F, G, J, M, and N were collected every month. 5 other amels were collected just once. So not this month, but you will see them later, highlighted within a red circle. So you are going to see that finally movements of termites populations of MLs are very important, very changeable. The same station can be occupied by different MLs over time. Also, a population can occupy one station 1 month, disappear the next month, and reappear a couple of months later. So let's see, for example, the large food resource 9 here. So here we are on September 2004, October 2004, so the next month it's the MLB, after December the MLC, so the ML is different in this same station, January B again. And you can see, so as I said before, the MLQ was found only this month, was never found before and never after. No termite population in March. After C comeback, it's a little bit slow, I'm sorry. B again. C. Again, a new ML, MLT, C always, C again, and you can see, but there is C always here, but the MLs are very dynamic and changeable. C again, I'm sorry it's very slow, it was not slow before, but C again. We are almost at the end. Be patient. See again. I hope you look at the other station at the same time. And nothing. And for the last month, I have 3 different ML collected just this month. So finally, based on our data, the large resources displayed the most consistent occupation. In addition to the 3,000 workers extracted, 1,200 other workers were extracted from 260 different collection dates. Also, mixed populations were not a frequent event in our study, about 5.8% of all the populations collected. We observed the association of the MLs P and C. Here, P and C. Pretty well often. In fact, when the MLP was collected, it was always in association with the MLC. So here are the phylogenetic analysis, and here is the parsimony analysis with Bootstrap 1000. So we have 2 clades, and in the first clade, 2 subclades. So the first subclade represents an undescribed species, but the second subclade includes Virginicus and Hagoni. I forgot to tell you that actually Coptothermis formosanus was used as the outgroup taxon here, and the sequences of Virginicus, Hagoni, and Flavipes were downloaded from GeneBank. So here, termites, Virginicus and Hagoni. 10 minutes already? Okay, I will go faster for the end. So Virginicus and Hagoni were in this subclade, but termites from this subclade were, based on morphology, Virginicus. And the last clade included Flavipes. So the neighbor joining analysis and the maximum likelihood analysis gave the same tree, with strong bootstrap values indicative of species groups. And to be short, the undescribed species in red was predominant in our study, And this species occupied about 70% of the stations on average by month. However, Virginicus just 1% on average by month. So in conclusion, molecular techniques may help to observe movements of termites between feeding sites. Based on our data, the foraging of reticulatermist societies is very dynamic and changeable. Termites can show up 1 month to a station, disappear the next month, and reappear a couple of months later. On the East Coast, we found 10 out of 260 collection deaths, which provided evidence of mixed populations. This observation suggests that a multi-maternal colony was present, and this is what other papers showed previously, as Jenkins and co-workers in Georgia, or De Heer and Vargo in North Carolina, Fisher in Texas, and other people in Japan. And finally, and lastly, we identified Virginicus and Flavipes in the studied site, a 10,000-year-old barrier island. Also, at least one undescribed species was dominant in the studied area. Thank you for your attention.